Remember the wooden bowls? Okay, that was a long time ago. How about the veneer mill? If you look up some of the economic development projects that the Ketchikan Gateway Borough has funded, you'll find some lemons. That's one concern. The other is that this project, Oceans Alaska, has a recent history of mismanaging funds provided by the borough. So you can probably understand the hesitation. Here's Assemblymember Glenn Thompson, who says the borough shouldn't jump in where the free market fears to tread.
I'm going to tell you a story of what happened, what's going to happen with this. You're going to give them $600,000, and in about 3 or 4 years, they're going to come back and say, whoa, we almost made it, but we need another $200,000.
And Mike Painter, who says he can't just forget about Oceans Alaska's history and how it's changed missions several times.
The sustainability of the operation, they've shifted gears, from an aquarium to a learning facility. Now we're going to try producing seed.
And here's Bob Pickrell speaking during public comment and challenging the assembly to think with their own wallets in addition to the taxpayers.
Let's play this game tonight, and each one of you write a check, a personal check. Let's say for $5,000 and put that in front of you before you take that vote. And when you take that vote, if it's a yes, you're going to give it to Oceans Alaska as seed money at exactly the same terms you're going to spend the taxpayers' money, 4% interest, beginning payable back in 2019.
Assemblymember Alan Bailey agrees that the borough doesn't have a good track record when picking economic proposals to support, but he talked his way around to supporting the ordinance.
I just want to say that this is an economic development fund. What is the purpose of that fund? What is it that we are to use it for, if not for attempting to create an economic environment for the community?
And here's Assemblymember Bill Rotecki, a former board member of Oceans Alaska, who continues to support the nonprofit's goals.
Southeast Alaska is in a unique position to have a very strong and thriving mariculture industry. And I think if you look at where it's happened around the world, the venture capital didn't do it. It was a kick from the local governments, and in most cases, a lot more aggressive than this.
Here's a little background. Oceans Alaska produces oyster and geoduck seed for Alaska shellfish farmers. That seed is in high demand, but Oceans Alaska is in a financial mess. The nonprofit has debt that it can't pay, and officials publicly admit that a previous borough loan was misappropriated. The board of directors is new, though, as is the staff. They've come up with a new business plan, hired a bookkeeper, and say they're dedicated to making the organization viable. But they need money, and they say if the borough invests in Oceans Alaska, those public funds will come back in the form of a loan repayment and economic support for local mariculture startups. Peter Metcalf is vice president of the new Oceans Alaska board.
One thing I can say about the board of directors is that we're all business people, and we're very much into that sort of thing to try to make this a clean operation that's not dependent on grants and loans, but is making money, and we believe that it can. And a couple of us have made investments in this in the sense of paying off debt.
Assemblymember Todd Phillips spoke in support of the measure and reminded his colleagues that risk sometimes pays off.
No risk, no glory. We can look at the shipyard. If we can help put money there, where they are today also. So, there are positives to the negatives.
The ordinance passed in a 5-2 vote. Painter and Thompson voted no. With that ordinance's passage, the borough has agreed to provide a $144,000 grant to Oceans Alaska in the short term. Borough manager Dan Bockhorst then will investigate a $600,000 loan to Oceans Alaska from the borough's Economic Development Fund. That loan would be paid out to Oceans Alaska over 5 years and paid back over 20 years. If the loan is successfully negotiated, the grant will be rolled into it. In other business, the Assembly voted 6-1 to reinstate non-area-wide funding of about $400,000 to the city-owned Ketchikan Public Library. Painter voted no. On a related topic, the Assembly declined to give Forehand's direction to the borough manager to investigate a proposal for the borough to take over library powers from the city of Ketchikan. The brief discussion did, however, lead to some inevitable talk about consolidation of the two primary local governments. Assemblymember Thompson says that if the borough takes over some city powers, it should involve more, including the fire department and the hospital, and it should be done all at once rather than piecemeal. Rotecki, though, suggested that the slow approach might work better.
Warm up to it, have a discussion. It seems like the obvious one is the fire departments to start with. And I'm okay with waiting for it to be brought up by the public or the city to push it further, to push it back again. I'm okay with that.
The community has voted multiple times on proposals to consolidate the city and borough of Ketchikan. It has failed each time. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.